Ready? Give me the finger. All right. All right, we're back with more from the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Summit 2014. We're here with Steve Pulavy from the New York office, getting the New York spin on what's going on. Who we got here, Steve?
Good morning. We're here with Paul Travis. Paul is the founder and president of Washington Square Partners, which is a urban developer of retail projects in New York.
Oh, awesome. Retail in New York. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Doing good.
Getting rates up there? Getting rents? What's going on with rents up there in New York, huh?
Rents in New York are moving. Tremendous amount of foreign tourists coming in. Rising population. A lot of economic growth, actually, in New York.
Wow, it sounds like the missing borough of Miami.
It is the missing borough of Miami. I think Brooklyn's the missing borough of Miami.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, but we're going to leave that out there. I'm not going to hit that ball. You can throw that all day long. Now, Steve, what do you guys see going on in the market up in New York, commercial real estate-wise?
Well, what we've been seeing is a lot of alternative financing. There's a large number of large-scale projects in New York, and they are still not enough commercial and institutional sources of financing to satisfy them.
Wow, that's fascinating. Is that because New York, the scale is so big relative to the transaction?
Yes. I mean, most of the projects in New York, to get them going, as Paul mentioned on his panel before, it takes several years, and they are usually very large in scale and very difficult.
Well, I know that. We're working on a hotel right now as principals in New York, and it's amazing how difficult that is. And I think one of the main features of New York that's going to come to the rest of the country is the fact that real estate deals, we call them mixed use, but what it really is a scheme to cost share. What do you think about that, Paul?
Yeah, I think given the values of land now in New York, and given the cost to build, which is getting up to $400 or $500 a foot to build.
No, that's not. That's
put
not
put
bad.
Aside, put aside all the other costs, just actually the hard cost.
How about the unions?
Unions are a whole other issue in New York. That's all I'm going to say. They have my phone number.
I'll bet you they know where you live.
They know where I live. So the only way you're going to be able to justify development in New York going forward is mixing as many uses as you can. Retail, hotel, residential, above, in almost every case.
It sounds really good. You know, now let's talk about some of the evolving markets. Did you do anything in some of the more new urban areas, the SoHo, stuff like that? Because we've got new urban development here where people do what we call placemaking. I guess that's sort of what you do too.
Right. That's what we do. We actually only work in the new markets. So we're working in Brooklyn. We're working pretty heavily in the Bronx now, which is probably the newest emerging market in New York. That's really where the growth is.
All I could say is if you need a select service hotel component to one of your deals, I'll slip you my card a little bit afterwards. Now, Steve, what do you see as a trend going forward in real estate in New York?
Well, one of the biggest trends in New York real estate right now is EB-5 financing. EB-5 financing, which is funded by foreign investors, is a key component in almost every major real estate deal being done right now.
Now, that's interesting because a lot of the initial EB-5 guys came to me. They needed bridge financing while they accumulated all of their investors. Mm-hmm. Is there now sources for bridge financing for these folks?
There are.
Awesome.
There are. There are two basic sources of bridge financing. One is that there are now institutional commercial banks that have entered the space. They're competing with each other, and their rates are more and more attractive. There's also the venture capital players who have a completely different underwriting criteria, and they have a completely different pricing, which is two or three times what the commercial banks are charging.
All I could say is I need your card too, because we do these hotels and we all know that hotels are right there for EB-5 on the job creation. Now, Paul, what are you seeing as a trend in urban retail? You know, one of the things that kind of gets me a little bit is when we have all these really nice, unique, funky areas and they get homogenized. Do you try to keep them a little bit unique when you do them?
We do. We do. I think in the future, and we talked a little bit about this on the panel this morning, you're going to see many more local tenants. You're going to see many more food tenants, particularly chef-driven food tenants. for the millennial to want to shop in these shopping centers, who is very comfortable shopping on the internet. You have to give them an experience, and they're not going to feel like they have an experience if it looks like any other shopping center. The problem with that is those chef-driven tenants and those local tenants and those interesting tenants don't have great credit. And that's actually, from our point of view, why EB-5 has been so critical, because it allows us to get a project financed that is not purely based on the credit tenant of the major leases,
that's
which
wonderful.
Is what a bank requires.
That's wonderful that you have that nuance. And I have two words to say to you about that. Key money.
Key money, yes. Yes. I don't understand have, that.
How much time do we have left, guys? Oscar, how much time do we have? About a minute? Yeah, we have about a minute.
Okay.
So I want to see, Steve, what do you think is going to be happening in New York relative to retail? If you could give me one good trend you see, the EB-5 money's coming in. It sounds like it's creating good, solid liquidity. You expect that to continue going forward?
Absolutely. I think that you're going to see there's a lot of building going on in the retail sector in New York, in these emerging markets, and that's what I think you're going to continue to see. I don't think you're going to see any big changes in the well-established markets.
Okay, and Paul, you think you got some projects that might need a little select service hotel component in them? What's going on?
We always need a hotel. Actually, interestingly enough, we now have in downtown Brooklyn, where there was one hotel for many years, there are now 7 hotels and 2 more on the way. So we think hotels are a great mix for us.
Well, all I can say is we got lots of good brands. Right. This is Jim Fried. We're here with Steve Polowai and Paul Travis. We'll be back with more from the Ackerman CenterFit Real Estate Summit 2014 after this short break. Oscar, take me out.